off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
All right, we're back coming to you live from the DoubleTree Hilton here in Biloxi as we get ready for BKFC 20. Did you see Melvin during that break? How he turned? Because he looked a little, you know, it's weight cutting day. It's I gotta go, and he kind of was, and then he mentions golf.
And he just lit up.
He smiled three times. He thinks it's the greatest thing ever.
I've been playing golf since I was 24. My judo coach, Dr. Ryan Tripp, he put golf clubs in my hand, and I haven't sat them down since, man. I'm kind of mad at myself, though. I haven't played this year yet. Don't know why. I've just been ripping and running, you know.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah, but it shouldn't get in the way of that. You know what I mean? That's like my pleasures, you know what I mean? Those are the things that keep my mind clear. You know, I can go out. I can be having a bad week, go out on a golf course. I can clear my head, you know, and just – I mean, even if I don't play as good as I should, I just love being out there. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the whole thing about golf. You can literally stink. It's FCC, so we can't say the word I want to say. You could literally stink for 17 holes and throw clubs or think about throwing clubs, think about breaking clubs.
Well,
you hit that putt
honestly,
on 18 and you return.
Honestly, I'm not that guy. I'm never going to break my club.
Me either.
I'm not going to try to throw it at a car. I've seen people do that. I've seen a friend of mine, he threw his club in the pond. And it was a brand new club.
And then realized what he did.
It was a brand new set. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? And then we played like about a few days later, and he was missing that pitching wedge.
Right.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you why I enjoy golf. You know, and people that know me, you know, back home, you know, I used to get in fist fights in softball games. You know, I've raced my 6-year-old.
Not you.
Oh, yeah, shocking. Well, I was.
Ain't she fun?
Let's see, who would it be? Pete Rose. Who else since then? Dennis Rodman. So I'm playing softball. I catch, and I would stick the glove so where the batter would hit my glove. Okay, and before the pitch would come, I'd move my glove. So I'm trying to get in your head, right? So that's me on the softball field. So everything I've done is competition. I'm competitive.
Of course.
Except golf. I stink at it. I'm telling you why. Let me tell you why. I stink at it. I don't want to get any better. I just want to go out and have a good time.
Well, I will say this. My judo coach, Dr. Ryan Tripp, I haven't beaten the old guy yet. And the one thing he always tells me, you're not playing me, you're playing the course.
That's true.
You know, you're not trying to beat the person you're playing against. Other than when I'm back home in Florida and I'm playing with Ryan Harper, Rich Hamilton, Eddie George, all those guys. You know, those guys break out the wad of money. They playing sometimes $50 a hole, $100 a hole. I mean, I've seen these guys gamble with Michael Jordan already, and it's ridiculous. You know, but
Michael Jordan won't allow. I was going to say, you know how you can make some money? Is set up a group, you and a mystery guest against any two. Okay, and then bring Steve Monroe. But Michael Jordan won't allow you to do that because Michael Jordan knows Steve Monroe.
Oh, gotcha.
Right, so.
Yeah, well, I met a lot of these guys through Ricky, and I tell you, I watched these guys gamble on a golf course, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount I've never seen, other than being in the UFC, of course, or going to the bank, of course, I've never seen nobody break as much money as I saw these guys break out of their golf bags after playing 18 holes in the freaking In the room where all the guys chill, because it was the all men's course. So they got guys playing poker. You know, the old guys are just hanging out. Guys are butt naked. You know, it's one of those courses.
No, what?
I swear to God. Guys are.
I'm not sure I want to hear the rest of the story.
Guys are butt naked getting out of the showers. I'm telling you, man. Like it's like a men's locker room.
Right.
But it's a golf course. It's called Adios. It's right there in Coconut Creek.
It's like I just saw you naked. And, Adios. Yeah, get out of here.
So I mean, even if it's like a female male truck driver, right? UPS, they have to drop the package at the gate. It's like only men allowed on this golf course, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, we had two groups of five, and we played, and I mean, it was an amazing time. I played a couple of times with these guys, but this particular time, they were literally playing like $100 a hole, and I thought that was the most craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, you know. And to be honest, Jordan was just taking most of them's money, you know what I mean? I kind of stayed away from it. I stayed at about $20 a hole. You know, and Hart and Rich Hamilton, they kind of put me up on. They staked me on a little bit of the rest of the money, but I was like, whatever. I actually ended up walking away with some money.
I was just going to ask, how many holes did you win?
I won. I think 8 out of the 18. So, but it was different. We were betting different.
Right,
guys,
different amounts. Right.
So I honestly walked away with about Almost $1,000.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
People listen to the show. Sorry. They didn't hear that.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Covered your green fees.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I bought a drink.
It was a cool experience, though. I mean,
sure.
And also to be out there with people that I looked up to as a kid, you know? I mean, you got like football players. You got Lawrence Taylor. You know what I mean? Like, I call him Uncle T, actually. He's cool as hell. You know what I mean? All these guys are like game legends, man. And to be out there with these guys, to play golf with them, and to be part of it, and to feel like and feel like an equal.
Right.
You know, I was like a little kid on the inside.
You're part of the group.
Yeah, but I was like a little kid on the inside. I didn't know what to do with my hands sometimes. I didn't know what to say. You know, it was a cool experience.
So Melvin, you know, my partners in Denver have the GNAT system.
Yeah.
You know,
I went and checked it out.
So now that you're here in Florida,
yeah,
I have access to mine in Florida.
He can't go one interview with
him. But here's the thing. You think it's for, like, improving your fight game, and it does. And I train fighters on the GNAT for that connective tissue. But the real value, you're going to increase your... Somebody cut my mic off. But I'm gonna shave points off your golf game, because the oblique training of those last three movements will open up your hips and you'll get more rotation. So Winky Wright, all the guys down in Florida, we will train on the GNAT, then go hit the links. And I'm telling you, you'll take points and shave points off your score.
All right, so here's what we're going to do since he just ran his mouth. And I know you and me are tight. So you and Matt will play Steve Monroe and me in golf.
Oh, that's terrible for him.
Okay, I'll still play you.
We'll go.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Get him on the pickleball team.
If he's in town, well, it's in 2 weeks. He's going to be, big pickleball.
I'll be in Denver. I mean, I can fly out for that. I don't have anything planned in 2 weeks, but I can fly out to Tampa for that. Is it in Tampa?
Yeah, it'll be in Tampa, St. Pete.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I need a trip to Florida. I have
yes, you do.
I need to come to Florida and come hang out for a little bit.
No, you definitely do. All right, so tomorrow morning, about 6 in the morning, we're going to get in the vehicle, and we're going to drive to New Orleans. Okay, the team. You're welcome to go, but you have something to do tomorrow.
I'll actually be in New Orleans after weigh-ins today. I'm going to go back and then come back tomorrow morning.
What do we want to do, and where do I want to go eat?
Well, I'll say this. Do you have your vaccination?
I do.
All right, because you need your card to get in anywhere downtown New Orleans. Right now, you have to have your vaccination to be able to get in anywhere downtown New Orleans. Other than that, you pretty much... aid out, you know, you pretty much sitting outside. Well, I mean, you can still go to a lot of places, but they have the seating outside.
Right.
So you can still sit outside. But to be inside of a building, downtown New Orleans, you have to go, you have to have your vaccination. But I will recommend one of my brother's good restaurants is Ruby Slipper. It's a good breakfast place.
Ruby Slipper, write it down.
Check out Ruby Slipper, man. They have really good food.
See, and what I told the anchor, and the anchor means because he holds us down.
That's right.
It's not good. It's not good.
We're not going nowhere with me here.
He brings the show down. He's not vaccinated, so I said it's no big deal. We'll get food to go.
I'm not either, man. Right. But you know what? To try to force vaccinations on people, it's our country's turned into a communist country, and that's crazy because, I mean, that's something that they did back in the day during the communist days.
No, you're right.
You know, you can't force people in, you know what I mean? I mean, I've been healthy this whole pandemic, haven't had one scare, you know, I've been out and about. I mean, honestly, I think it's all about how you take care of yourself. I mean, a lot of people that's getting caught with COVID is... they have upper respiratory problems. I mean, you have to read into things. Know the people that are getting sick from it, or the people that's dying from it. Speaking of that, I just lost a coach 2 nights ago, Coach Saul.
So I was going to bring it up. I did mention it earlier.
You know, he was one of the coaches to bring me out. You know, as far as like when brought me in my game to where it was,
right.
And close friend, like he was like a father to me, man. And to find out that he passed away from COVID, it just hurts, you know.
Yeah, I brought it up about an hour ago. I talked to Rico.
Yeah,
you know, and Rico posted and Tito posted and Eve Edwards posted about it.
Pete Spratt called me and told me when he texted me and told me, I didn't believe it, and I went like a day without even looking at my phone. And then I picked up my phone and I saw the message again, and I was like, I can't believe this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It hurts, man. And it's crazy because I was just talking to him not long ago, wanting to go back to Houston and probably get some training sessions in with him, you know, here and there. And he's like, man, you're always welcome here at Metro. You know what I mean? I've always been welcome there. You know, he's always had an open door for me. I mean, I don't know how the team is going to survive without him. You know what I mean? He was the heart and soul of that team. You know what I mean? And without him being there, it's going to be hard for a lot of those guys, especially the guys that were still there with him full time. You know, I really feel bad for those guys. But losing him is like losing a part of yourself. You know, and a part of the sport. I mean, he brought Tito, you know, to where Tito needed to go.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And Rico.
Right. Rodriguez. You know, I got my blue belt from Rico. I'll never forget that.
When Rico posted it and I sent him a message, and, you know, I remember back in the day, you know, early UFC and meeting Saul through Rico and Tito. And, you know, it's not like we were friends or anything, but he made you feel like you were a friend,
yeah.
You know, in the two or three times, you know, that we talked. And I feel for his family. I feel for all of you guys that had a relationship with him.
Yeah, Saul was a great guy, man. Like I said, he was like a father to a lot of us. You know what I mean? He took a lot of guys in when other teams would say no. You know what I mean? He wasn't that kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he always brought the best out of you. You know what I mean? He's going to be missed a lot. You know what I mean? And if I can help it, tomorrow night, I'm definitely going to dedicate this win to him.
Awesome. You know, and I don't want to make light of it. Awesome. You know, he definitely will be missed. I know we only have another couple minutes because you have to go get weighed in, but
yes.
And, which is a bad to bring up food again because he's going to get weighed in.
Hey, all right,
so we're going to the slipper.
For the record, this will be my last fight at 185 for bare knuckle. After this, I'll be dropping back to 75. You know what I mean? The reason I went up to 85, people don't understand. You know, I've been fighting for 23 years. And it's been weight cut after weight cut. You know, I went from wrestling straight to fighting. You know, people don't understand. Like, I just wanted to take a break from having to cut weight. You
right.
know what I mean? But, you know, I'm at that point now. Like, I'm ready to start cutting again. I kind of miss it.
Really?
You know? I miss it a little bit.
I just saw Johnny Bedford, and it made me sick.
Well, I mean.
And Johnny's my guy.
Listen. I walk around at 90 at the most. 190 at the most. The most I'll be cutting is to 75. You
right.
know what I mean?
So that's not all right.
So that's not, I mean, when I was in MMA, I was cutting from 170 to 155. You know what I mean? Like, I was making big cuts. And that just sucked. It took the fun out of it. You know what I mean? To cut 10 pounds, if I have to cut only like 10 pounds, you know what I mean? 7 to 10 pounds, that's nothing for me. You know
right.
what I mean? So I don't mind that. Plus, at 75, I still feel good. I wouldn't go lower than that.
Right.
You
right.
know what I mean? And I'm capable of fighting at 175.
Do you think they should eliminate weight cuts like that, like the one, you know, championships? And
well,
and
I mean, they did in wrestling.
Right.
I mean, I know they did it in wrestling. They did it in high school wrestling. They did it in college wrestling. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, but you know what? But that's amateur. When you think about fighting professional, it's professional. You know what I mean? I feel like a professional fighter should be able to cut whatever weight he wants. You know what I mean? And if I want to cut from 170 to 145, that's my business. You know what I mean? Especially when you're making the kind of money that we make, you know, when we start making that kind of money. When you're making the right kind of money, I mean, if you want to cut two weight classes now, then so be it. But how you feel after you make that weight is up to you. You know what I mean? It's a lifestyle. You know what I mean?
My thought is, and I've been definitely against it, I would like it to be like wrestling where you're weighed in the day of so that you don't have to, you know, cut that much weight, because you can make all the money you want when you're in your 20s, not knowing what
right.
these weight cuts are doing.
Right.
You may not be here at 35 because of what you're doing to
right.
your body.
Well, I'm 38, so I got past
that. So you're past that. I knew you were going to say that.
I got past that 35 threshold, man.
All right, but, so should I say 45?
Yeah, you can say 45.
So I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
People keep asking me, like, when are you going to be done? I don't know, man. I mean, Randy Couture was 42. Chuck Liddell was up in his 40s. I mean, I'm not going to be done until my body just can't perform.
Man. Sure.
You know what I mean? And that's still with me not taking no muscle enhancements.
Right.
I haven't taken anything ever in my life. You know, I've always been afraid of needles. I got my blood work done yesterday, man. You should have subbed. Lady was moving a needle in my arm. I was about to pass out. And then I went to my mother's clinic where she works, and she sent another lady in one time. Boom. Didn't even feel a needle going. I about cussed the other lady out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But she's one of my mom's coworkers, and I see her all the time. Every time I go there to get my medicals, you know, plus she's fine as hell, you know what I mean? So I didn't. Thank God she was fine, because I swear to God, bro, I was so mad. I was like, this lady is just, I mean, she stuck me literally in the top of my knuckle and still couldn't get my vein.
Well, that's a big vein.
You see it, right?
Right.
Thank you. A blind man can see
yeah.
it. She still couldn't get it. She was moving it around in my head. I was like, please stop. Please just stop.
My wife's a nurse, and that's the first thing she says is veins.
This one lady came in. She caught the one right here on the side. I mean, Didn't even feel it go in, and then boom, filled up the other two tubes. I was like, oh my God, bro, I was so mad at this other lady. Oh man, I can't say what I really want to say.
Yes, you can't. But you know, cannot.
But you know what I really
I didn't mean to say yes, because then you would have. No, you can't say
what's on your mind. No.
All right, before I let you go, give us you know, what people can expect. And you know, throw out what the guy's first name is, okay? His first name's Harris. You know that, right?
Yeah, so.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. That's my name. So don't kind of like tie me in. You know, look, man, it's look, job
he's
time.
Just, he's just another opponent.
Just another
man.
Guy.
He's just another guy.
He's not letting me have any fun. I was trying to have some fun.
You know, with me, you can expect fireworks. You know what I mean? To me, this is a homecoming fight. You know, I have family and friends coming as always. So I'm always excited to go and show off. You know what I mean? I like to stunt. I like to get my. I like to show off in front of a big crowd, and this will be a big crowd. You know, I'm on the market again. I'm single, so guess what? I'm about to have fun with this, man.
Interesting. That's why he's been making all those comments. He wants everybody to know that.
Go back for some follow-up blood work after you're done.
That's perfect. All right, so you finally said something good. Melvin, as always, thank you very much. I know you have to go get weighed in.
Yes,
we will see you at the fights tomorrow. We'll talk about getting you to Tampa.
Right.
And please let Steve know all the restaurants we have to hit tomorrow.
I would definitely be down for Tampa in 2 weeks, man, if you guys up for it.
We're up for it. We'll get it done. We'll get it done. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, number 99 should be coming up very soon, Warren Sapp. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson. Oh, you got some 8 Man Strong gear that I'm going to send you, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra. And no, Matt can't have them. So they're for you. All right, we'll hit a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet, and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
This is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the DoubleTree Hilton here in Biloxi as we get ready for BKFC 2020 tomorrow night. We just made breakfast and lunch, not plans. Reservations, plans, yeah. With Melvin. Melvin will be driving back right after the weigh-in. We're going to hit it first thing in the morning. I'm figuring beignets at 6.
6 a.m.
At 6 a.m.
So we've got to cut our evening short to be there.
Yeah, well, after I eat 47 lobsters and another, how many pounds of crab do you think the three of us ate last night? They were not skimpy on putting that plate out.
How much food do they waste there? Or do they just repurpose it in the back and like clean it back up? Because I've never seen so many crabs on one plate, every single dish.
Typically, when you go to these things, and we're the one that, if we go to the one tonight, they give you two clusters. They'll give you one lobster or two clusters.
Okay.
Last night, we were probably getting on an average of 6 clusters at a time.
At least.
Falling off.
Ugh. There wasn't even enough room on the table for all the clusters.
Well, that's because the lady didn't clean off the tables quick enough.
It was a cluster.
It was a cluster. So, yeah, so we'll be at the beignet place at 6, and then we'll figure that we'll meet up with Melvin and his group probably about 8:30 or 9 at some place that he just mentioned.
I'm excited.
And then he said something about the biscuits.
Oh.
I'll bet you the biscuits are good. We'll do that at noon.
You always got to take the locals' advice whenever you go somewhere. That's what you do. You don't trust TripAdvisor and Yelp and those people. Those are slanted views. Like, you got to get it from the guy who knows. He's from here.
Well, that's like the Better Business Bureau, you know, and the company that I used.
Yeah.
A-plus Better Business, and I wouldn't have them build a hut for the Taliban. How about that? Okay?
I mean, day by day.
Since I know you want to mention
day by day, you're starting to become more and more like me.
No, I'm nothing like
you. Your ratings are going to go through the roof.
What's the deal with Ric Flair on Saturday?
Woo! So he's doing a benefit for ALS. He is doing a live streaming from his home to showcase his boat and to showcase his medallions and his trophies and his belts, and he's going to show his friends, and he's going to, you know, just a night with Ric Flair. Like, if you were Ric Flair, that's what you would expect to see every day. And if you want to be a part of it, it starts at 7 p.m. on August 21st. There's a $2.99 minimum donation to join the party live. You can do so by going to www.gameparty.tv, and you're going to be welcome into all things Ric Flair.
We hung out with Rick, what was it, a week ago?
Yeah, last
10 days ago.
Yeah, 10 days or so.
And I have to be honest with you. It was so cool. And I did a charity event, you know, the big one that we do with Make-A-Wish and Kevin Carter, Waiting for Wishes. Rick was there, and I remember that people, celebrities and the people that were paying to be there, thought it was so weird and so stupid and so corny that I was trying to take a picture with Ric Flair and Rick Springfield. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, spelled differently, but two Ricks. And both of them wanted a photo. It was kind of like we do with you. They're like, yeah, sure. Now can you get out of it? Because I want to do a picture with just Rick. But he's like, I remember you. I remember you from the event. And, you know, you don't believe it, but, you know, he said things about the event. He was not performing that day. He was not wooing. He was not doing liners and commercials, and he was just chilling.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to see that from somebody that I remember growing up watching. It was the same thing when I met Dusty Rhodes, Virgil Reynolds. It was kind of the same thing, and I'm enjoying this journey that we are now taking as acquaintances with the legendary blank Ric Flair. No, it's Ric Blank Flair.
Man, the best part of that day for me, and Steve Lene will attest to it, is when I introduced you as my Make-A-Wish recipient.
It was stupid. It was so stupid. We go to the door. They open the door. You said hi to Scooter. And he said, yeah, this is my Make-A-Wish.
You know, I got to give back to the people. You know, you never forget where you come from, Randy Harris.
But you have.
But we're doing the event on Saturday Night Live. It's online. And then Sunday, Randy, I'll take you back over and we'll hang out with Rick some more Sunday afternoon at the same place.
It's going to be a busy week because BKFC 20 tomorrow night. Depending on when the van leaves, we may jump in the van and not try to fly again. If not, we fly home. Then it's the Bucks Titans on Saturday.
No, after talking to Melvin, he was on your van. It was wrapped. You had the Knockout Radio van. He just announced a three fight deal that doesn't start till after this fight.
Right.
So it means he's got some longevity. Will you put the Melvin Gilliard, wrap or sticker or Klingon on the windshield? Like, what can we do to get some?
It's a shame. I don't miss a lot of things. I miss the van.
Yeah,
the van was cool. The van was your stupid Jeep with that thing on the back on steroids. It was like Kevin Smith's van.
Yeah.
Only the difference is, and I'm not trying to disrespect Kevin Smith, Kevin Smith's van is Kevin Smith.
Right.
This was the approved images of some of the biggest names in the history of MMA/UFC.
No question.
Because some people train MMA, and then again, there's some that train UFC.
No, the question, I remember the van vaguely, but I was never really in that era of the UFC when it was popular. But I do see when I'm driving around town delivering pizzas, delivering GNAT workouts, delivering the news, whatever it is, I see that plumber van where the guy has the vinyl wrap and it's got the toilet bowl underneath the driver's door. And so it looks like he's sitting on the John while he's driving his van around. So where was placement's important in these scenarios, Randy Harrison? Where was Melvin's placement on that van?
Well, seeing that you've already said it a few times, he was on the driver's door.
So this time I think we should do something comedic.
And got photos. I'll post photos. Okay. I'll have to find it.
Knockout Radio.
Well, it's either somewhere on my computer. I don't think it's on my phone.
Is the website still active?
No, we're working on it. We're working some deals.
So thanks to
you haven't been helpful on that.
Thanks to the POTUS, we're going to get some free education for Randy to take some web development classes. We'll be
speaking of POTUS. It was Kiefer Sutherland that I was mentioning before, who was the designated survivor, even though he's Canadian. So technically, he couldn't be president, but he's an actor. So
have they ever done Survivor in Canada?
They probably did it up there.
They did it in
they do it everywhere.
Islands, right?
It's like Shark Tank. I don't know if you know this. Shark Tank started in Canada.
Oh, really?
And Kevin O'Leary was on it in Canada. I think Herkovic was as well. I'm not sure. But the Deacon's Den, I think it was called, or something like that.
Okay.
So I think Elias was on it. Elias Theodoro.
Oh, nice.
So
you're a Canadian correspondent for the MMA.
All right. So just to get back on track, let's jump to a break.
Okay.
When we come back, either 99 will be on, or I want to talk about Cameo and some people that are on Cameo, and I took some photos of it, and who you would be willing to spend money on to get a Cameo. All that and probably a whole lot less when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet, and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back with you live from Hilton Doubletree here located on the Beach Boulevard.
It looks like I can see the beach from here, so it makes sense it would be named.
Well, I think you can see the bridge from here.
Well, I can see the water from over there.
So, yeah, the beach is a little to the right, but
when there's smoke, there's fire, Randy Harris.
And when there's a beach, there's water.
When there's water, I see a beach.
So, all good. Just talked to Melvin via text as well as he was headed over to get weighed in. Going to meet him up for breakfast. Now, who else goes the extra mile when they're cutting a commercial? So the Humane Society's big charity event is coming up. I was considering inviting you and your wife.
Okay.
But if you think she would go without you, that would be better.
Yeah, she probably will.
Okay.
She'll have a better time without me, though.
Probably. So I'm game with that.
We can have Steve Lynette pick her up in the limo.
So no, no, no.
Treat her like a star. She deserves it. Put up with me for 17 years.
See what I'm saying? So I just can't deal with it. So it's the surroundings, the entertainment, the theme is Scottish.
Okay.
So some people would just go to people that can talk with a Scottish accent. No. I make a phone call to part of the Randy Regime and Knockout Radio, and I have Jimmy and his lovely wife, Yvette, voice the spots for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
As they are.
Super cool.
Scottish. And super cool.
And the lead vocalist for Tenors of Rock.
I don't know about lead, because they're all lead. They're
okay.
All the lead.
Okay. So they just take turns. So they just have one microphone, they just pass it around?
Yeah, because they're not overly worried about COVID, so they're good with that. Very talented group, Tenors of Rock. Hopefully they'll be back. I know the Bronx Wanderers just got set up at Westgate after leaving Haraz.
Yeah.
I did that for you.
Haraz.
So, matter of fact, Jimmy will be on in a couple weeks. I'm going to hang out with them when I go out cover whatever the next UFC number is.
266?
I don't know.
67.
Like I said, it's sad because I remember one. I remember being at 11.
So talk about the endorsement, the voiceovers. How's it work?
No, the cameo. It's not really a voiceover. What it is, you pay money to have And people sign up for it. Mickey D is on it.
Oh, okay.
All right,
drummer for the Scorpions.
Drummer for Scorpions, former drummer of Motorhead.
Motorhead.
And I'm really looking forward to meeting him and hanging out with him early next year at the residency in Las Vegas with Jimmy. Jimmy's going to come too. He's very excited,
sure.
You know, to meet Mickey and hang up and two musicians and stuff. It will definitely be cool. So a lot of people, I know Bruce Buffer's on it. Michael may be on it. I mean, the list is endless. My brother hired a comedian that is on it who does a Donald Trump impersonation and did it. So my question to you is, and then I'm going to read some to you, who would you like an endorsement from? And I would assume, because I've seen a couple of them, you know, you kind of go on there and they'll say, you know, I'll say anything, even the nasty. I think Danny Bonaducci that said it? Somebody was like, I'll say anything you want me to say, even the nasty words.
Okay.
So if you could get anybody and they would do anything, so whether it's a tag for that ridiculous thing on your truck that you push way too much, or maybe you could have somebody through Cameo accept the divorce that your wife's going to be sending you.
Yeah, sure.
You know, maybe you could do that.
Okay.
Who would it be, first of all?
I mean, is it somebody that's realistic for me to get, or is it somebody that's, like, you know, out of the stratosphere? Am I pretending like I'm a normal person and, like, I don't know these people in real life? Or...
All right, well, first of all, you are a normal person.
You know, well, I'm not normal per se.
So who would you want? I mean, obviously everybody would know who I would want. But the thing
is, it would be Rocky Balboa.
It would be Rocky Balboa. But the thing is, I can imagine what Sly would charge.
Yeah. Okay?
And I would never pay what Sly would charge.
But these guys are doing the stuff. I mean, I see Hogan doing these endorsements. He's been doing them for a while.
Cameo. You're talking Cameo.
Oh, yeah, Cameo.
It's not endorsements. It's Cameo, which is different.
Cameo. So, that's a good one.
I'm going to get a couple of the photos.
I would say...
Ryne Sandberg, Hall of Famer.
Ryne Sandberg. Oh, Ryne.
$245.
Okay. Second baseman, legendary Chicago Cubby.
He's in the Hall of Fame, yet right next to him on the Cameo website is somebody who I got fired, and he replaced me in the Tampa Bay market. Colin Cowherd is $399.
What? How does that happen?
John Daly, who I know...
The golfer?
I don't know if he resides in the Tampa Bay area, but he's there a lot.
Yeah.
He's at Pete and Shorty's a lot. He's
at Loudmouth clothing line.
Sponsored by Loudmouth. Yeah. $750.
Whoa! For John Daly?
But Coach Steve Spurrier is $299. Now, I think $299 is a lot, but after looking at John Daly...
But see, the voice should be something you would recognize. Like a golfer like John Daly, I don't know his sound. I don't know if he's talking. I wouldn't know who it is.
It's not a commercial. It's a cameo.
I don't...
Which is a video. So you have a video of John Daly, Hulk Hogan.
Then mine's already... I already know what mine is. Mine will be... You want my answer?
No, I'm going to read a couple more. I know one that would interest you, Stormy Daniels, is $250.
Oh, love Stormy Daniels.
Flava Flav is $350.
Okay.
Now, I met Flava Flav at the CES. GSP. How much do you think GSP is?
GSP is $6.12. it's converted because it's Canadian money. So it's got like 14 pounds of poutine.
$500 from GSP.
That's a good rate, though. I mean, GSP is a legend.
Again,
it's a goat.
A lot of money, but you know, if he's your favorite of all time, and you want to, you know, you want to do something for your wife or your brother or your cousin or whatever, I just don't know as much as Rocky Balboa is Rocky freaking Balboa.
What's that on a run?
No, I'm saying I don't even know if I would pay $500 for that. I know what he charges for his autograph.
Yeah.
And good for him. Like they,
if you can get it.
They just did a whole thing, the whole crew. And I guess there's some bad blood between a couple of them. And it's Sly and everybody else, allegedly.
Okay.
But they were all there. Carl Weathers was there, better known as Apollo Creed. Tali Shire was there. I didn't even know she was in The Godfather.
Okay.
I've never seen The Godfather, so I don't know. But they were all there. I'm in a Rocky Balboa Facebook thing. And a guy said that he would go, and then he charged, and he would upcharge, and he would get your Carl Weathers stuff signed.
Okay.
And he went with a crate full of crap, and, you know, Apollo Creed. he would do like sayings, like in one of the movies, be a thinker, don't be a stinker,
okay,
which is, you know, from one of them. So who would you go?
Well, so you know, we're going piggybacking off of the Rocky Balboa. You know, I actually ran the steps with BKFC star Travis Thompson in Philly. We took a photo in front of the statue of Rocky Balboa, and I saw a photo from Sly's home, and he has the same statue inside his foyer in his, you know, mansion out in
much
California.
Smaller, I'm sure.
Bigger. I think it's bigger than the
it
one.
It can't be bigger than the one. I'm going to say it's not.
I mean, but which one's more impressive? The statue, the pseudo armor we saw this morning, or the Rocky Balboa statue?
The Rocky Balboa statue.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. First of all.
Oh, that's an opinion. I forgot.
Right.
You're allowed to have those. I'm sorry.
You're not. I am.
But my answer will be the styling, profiling, limousine riding. G-Nap flying, airplane surviving, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing.
Why are you getting loud?
Son of a gun.
First of all, he's not a G-Nap anything. He's never been on it.
I saw it. Looking at it.
He tripped over it as he was trying to get
He moved it out of his way so he could get to his limo.
He goes, can I get to my seat? Can you move this piece of crap away from me?
In honor of your plane survival yesterday, of surviving a plane crash tragedy, Ric Flair, now we just have to get you guys hit by lightning, and you guys will be somewhat in the same boat.
So Ric Flair would be your cameo?
I think just because he's my newest friend.
No, just because you know him,
yeah, man,
just because you like met him doesn't mean you're
friends. I mean, he's a pretty big if you have Mount Rushmore, he's got to be up there with Hogan, and then maybe Macho Man, and then, like, the Warrior.
Okay.
Like, those are the four.
I'm not saying it because it's you. I don't know if Terry's there. For me.
That hurts.
For me.
That hurts.
I mean, I know how big Hulk Hogan is.
You know, I know FCC regulates a lot of things that are, you know, inappropriate. They should ban you from saying that.
You know?
Hulk Hogan is absolutely on the Mount Rushmore of Hall of Fame ever.
Again, that's...
Could be four biggest sports figures of all time, planet Earth.
He is well known. I didn't think he was very good.
No, his leg drop could use some work.
Could have. I honestly think he tripped every time. I don't think it was a leg drop. You know, he would just trip. You know, but again, you know, what is your Mount Rushmore? And I remember watching in the day. I didn't watch him in the day because he was WWF.
Yeah.
I was a WCW guy. You know,
now they're all going to AEW.
They are, you know, yep.
They're all starting to move on
over. Strowman is probably going to go over there, and I guess... arguably the greatest, and I hate the female, male, black, white, green, you know, whatever. But Charlotte Flair, arguably the greatest female wrestler of all time, her husband is trying to get the whole Flair family to move over to AEW.
Yeah.
So Rick's a free agent now. He asked for his release and got it.
Well, how do you like children of superstars like that following the family business? Is it a good look? You see it in NASCAR. You see it obviously in racing. You have it in wrestling with the Flairs. You have it in Anderson Silva, who his son just got a 8-second knockout. Maybe a protege and the next spider to come out and dominate. Are you a fan? Do you like the?
I'll address that. So bring it back up because I'll forget. I'll address that when we return. Coming to after our last break. This is a break. Then we're going to get out of here and get over to the weigh-in, or at least you are. I'm going to go find a restaurant to eat. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'll answer your question when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back. Final few moments. I want to thank the Hilton here, Doubletree, located on Beach Boulevard.
Beach Drive.
I always forget if it's Drive Road. I just know how to get here. Right by the Shuckers Stadium.
Shuckers.
You know, it's
the minor league team for
the, I don't know who they are, but it's the Biloxi Shuckers.
And they got to be feeding something.
Yeah, Shuckers. Oysters. So I want to thank them for the hospitality, allowing us to do it here in the lobby.
Always.
Worked out phenomenal. Their internet, as far as I know, worked out phenomenal. Obviously, as always, thanking 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Without their support, I wouldn't be able to put up with you.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that. So,
I got to thank Billboard Mats for having me out this weekend to help them do the promotion for BKFC 20. They've got the 8-Man Strong Mats here. They're great quality, great product, and great purpose for what it does.
Okay, moving on. What was your question? I already forgot.
Family business, like you know. You don't have any Harris's following in the family tree, taking over your passion,
well,
your,
first of
your
all,
career,
first
your
of all,
dream
again, since
job.
Since you don't know about my family, you know, you think you're in my circle, but you're not.
Oh.
You know, so you don't know that I followed in my uncle's footsteps.
Oh.
So my uncle is a pioneer, was a pioneer, was a legend in Philadelphia in the media market.
Okay.
So I can relate to this a little bit.
Sure.
And my first question to you is, are you using wrestling because it's scripted, or are you talking all? Because there's in sports, there's a lot of, and I know you brought up Anderson Silva, you know, in NFL and MLB, there's a lot. But I'm going to tell you something that was told to me by a son and a grandson of two legends in their sport.
Okay.
You know that I hate the word legend.
You do.
This person that I'm speaking of, and I'll give you his quote in a second, his father is a legend in his sport.
All right.
His grandfather pretty much started the sport.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're talking huge. And Kyle Petty told me that, yes, my name helped me get in the door.
Okay.
Of course, Richard and Lee, my grandfather, you know, everybody knows the Pettys. It helped me get sponsorship. It helped me. But if I didn't perform, I'm not going to stay here. You know, and not in NASCAR, it's not necessarily about winning. It's about still, you know, being up in the lead, not causing wrecks, even though more people see wrecks than they do the race. So I'm okay with it in the fact that being the name doesn't always help. You know, we had Roddy Piper's daughter on.
Yeah, deal.
And we talked about that. And we know, and I know with Orton, I think, that this happened, that people look down on you. You know, because your dad's a legend, or your grandfather's a legend, or your uncle. I mean, look at wrestling right now. You know, the Samoans are basically owning the WWE with Roman Reigns and, you know, the Usos and, you know, all the family members that are doing it. You know, and you would just think it would be easier, you know, if your son or your cousins or your nephews, they grew up watching, they grew up in the locker room. So, yeah, it's just easier for them to kind of get involved in it. But, again, performance is everything.
What number car did Tom Petty drive?
The number 2.5 car.
Why the 2.5?
You know what's really sad? I went and saw Tom Petty, and I wasn't a huge Tom Petty fan until he died.
Wow, you're nobody till somebody kills you. That's the standard.
Which is why you were rooting for the plane to go down.
Well, I'll just wait until I get a move up to a co-host position. You know, everybody's on the same plane. But actually, you know what? My family, I have like very wealthy family in Brazil. They actually don't travel together.
Hold on a second. They're not your family.
Soon-to-be ex-family. Yes, but they travel separately in case of that, because in case something happens, the entire family is not together. So they are always forward-thinking.
We do no research here. You do less than me, but neither one of us do, you know, anything. But allegedly, there was a couple in Boston on 9/11 that would never fly in the same plane for the same reason.
Uh-huh.
They were, each one was in another one of those planes.
Oh, they both went down on different airliners?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, when's your time to go? It's your time to go, Randy Harris.
Well, I don't know.
And yesterday was not your time.
I thought yesterday was my time.
The big man upstairs on Mount Rushmore. I mean, that's really who's up on Mount Rushmore, let's be honest.
No, he's not.
Big man upstairs.
Yeah. I don't know.
Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost?
You know, if you were to say, who do you want to meet? I'm not sure that's on my Mount Rushmore. I really don't want to meet the guy or woman.
You almost met him yesterday.
Well, then I'll deal with it.
So Stephen A. made a...
Which I won't, because...
Stephen A. made a goodbye video. What would you say in your goodbye video had you had pulled out the phone?
I'm not talking about that stuff. No, that's ridiculous, because it's the obvious.
Like, what would you leave me? Like, would it be like, hey, I want to gift the Jabra headphones to my co-host?
No, a matter of fact, if I was to do the video, what I would say is that in no way at all do I want my wife to give you anything of mine. Anything.
Nothing.
Including old used underwear.
But like, not even like a compliment on the way out, but no. Like, man, thanks for all the years of service.
No.
Appreciate your partnership.
No.
You're bringing creative content to the show, your entertainment value.
When you do, let me know.
Well, the oldest belt in the world, the John L. Sullivan, is right here in front of us. That is the oldest belt in combat sports history.
I don't know. I think the one I'm wearing is just as old.
Is that what is it?
Just a regular belt that I've been wearing for a long time.
Like a Levi. There's a shrine to Levi.
All right, I got a phone call that the golf course opened up.
Okay.
And that's where Warren went. So
Warren, did he really?
Warren went and played golf.
So we'll get a scramble together down there. We'll get Winky Wright. We'll get Melvin. We'll get Warren, you, me.
What's this
Tiger.
Weird stuff?
Oh, we're French.
We're not French.
We found out that Steve Lanay is part Irish.
He looks it.
23 and me.
Yeah,
now
that's how he met his family. So why are you trying to be funny?
I'm not. I'm just saying he's Irish, and if he's Irish, I'm French. So we can.
The difference is he really is Irish, and you're not French, and you're not Brazilian.
I like French bread,
French toast. Fries,
French toast.
All right, so that's three French things you like. What else?
What's the fourth on my French? Croissants. You got to go with croissant for the win.
I was going to say it doesn't have to have French in it. All right, give me your thoughts. BKFC 20 tomorrow night. You'll be flinging mats, so you won't really be able to watch the fight as a media representative.
Yeah.
Or hold on, you know, or a fan, because you're going to be busy, so you really won't be able to see it at all. But who do you like? What do you like? And what are you looking
for
the most?
I think coming off of BKFC 19, where they did the experimental TikTok, YouTube platform in the middle of the combat sport known as BKFC. And last time you had three fights with female fighters involved. I like the diversity of that. I'm interested to see in this fight, because it's all male fighters for this card in particular tomorrow. So, and there is no YouTube, TikTok sensation of the viral aspect. So I just want to see firsthand the difference in energy, crowd level, views online, global interaction of, you know, which one brings more views and eyeballs to the platform to keep this thing growing the way that it is.
Okay. So in other words, you're not going to give me any names.
No, I want everyone to win by knockout.
Okay.
And
which one? That one.
That all of them.
Which one? That one.
And then when they're there, I'm going to welcome them, make sure they wipe their feet on my welcome mat.
But see, that ruins it, doesn't it?
Well, no, it makes it game use. I mean, do you want brand new,
yes,
like gloves out of the box and say, hey, these were Chris Liddell's, these were Melvin Gilliard's, or do you want the torn, bloody...
Can I ask you one question?
Shredded, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Who the hell is Chris Liddell?
Chris Liddell is the son of Chuck Liddell. He's going to be an up-and-coming star. He's got a family name behind him, and he's going to dominate. 6-second knockout. You heard it here first.
Okay. No, I don't think I would want one of those mats that had
blood and stains.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's not very COVID friendly in today's modern world, you know, with people not breathing and stuff.
You know, but I've seen some old UFC mats. I know there's one at Extreme Couture, and there's blood stains and there's all that kind of stuff.
That's authentic.
I think there's a blood stain on my mask that I was wearing yesterday on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. That's why I had to wash it.
I don't know if it was blood stain, but you had some stains from the plane that
I'm telling you, I didn't know. I wasn't really aware. So, yes, you know, we skirted death, but I didn't know it because I was listening to music for the first time.
If you had a choice to crash the plane in the water in the bay or on land, which one are you taking?
Neither. Can that be one of the...
Not in today's question.
Yeah. I would be like, since you always want to bring up the Taliban, I would be the one jumping. I'd be the little black dot.
Well, they would have had a parachute on. They all would have been the safety and on the other side of the border.
Yeah, because they were prepared. They knew. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our guests, you know, that stopped by. I'm going for a buffet. I'm going for beignets. And I want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone for their support. Until next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Thanks for your time.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City.